WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A heads up to motorists in College Station today in the area of Rock Prairie and Longmire. A temporary traffic signal is being installed as part of expanding Rock Prairie, looking for officers directing traffic during the installation. College Station Police is investigating three reports of home burglaries in the Pebble Creek neighborhood. Officers set up a perimeter yesterday after suspects were seen running away from a home on Royal Adelaide. Those responsible remain at large. There was also a report of gunfire, but no evidence was found. Two former employees of the Brazos County Tax Office are out of jail following their arrests last week of forging paperwork that allowed people to transfer vehicle titles with paying less or no sales taxes. Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says supervisors noticed 36-year-old April Arredondo was handling more than her share of transactions involving one person gifting their vehicle to another.
We noticed there were people that were actively working at getting around the queuing system and going to this specific clerk. So that was a serious red flag for us, and we just started really monitoring it closely.
According to the arrest report, Arredondo admitted to receiving $20 to $50 per transaction to help others. Arredondo also said she helped a coworker submit fraudulent paperwork to avoid paying sales taxes on purchasing an SUV. That led to the arrest of 26-year-old Sonia Munoz. Rowe says Arredondo was fired in February. Munoz resigned in May, according to Rowe, before she was identified as a suspect. A domestic disturbance Saturday night resulted in a College Station man being treated for several cuts with a pink razor and his girlfriend being arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. 28-year-old Cecilia Bloom was still in jail yesterday afternoon. Her boyfriend was treated for three cuts, including one on his left thigh that was 6 inches long and deep enough to expose the fatty tissue. According to the arrest report, she was on the phone when she swung the razor in an attempt to get the boyfriend away from her. A College Station man in jail since his arrest a year and a half ago has served nearly half the sentence for breaking into a woman's apartment and attempting to take a police officer's handgun. 22-year-old Randy Graves was sentenced to 4 years for the aggravated assault with a knife, which took place at Park Place Apartments. Following the foot chase, a private citizen helped the officer take control of Graves. A Bryan woman working in home health care has admitted to using a client's ATM card to withdraw money from a 72-year-old victim. The theft, which took place in November 2014, led to the arrest of 57-year-old Diane Jones last August. After admitting to the crime last week, she was sentenced to 6 months in jail as part of 10 years probation. The sentence took into account serving jail time for four misdemeanor theft convictions. Last week, the Texas Education Department announced annual grants for public school districts that have pre-kindergarten programs. Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace says they're in the process of determining what the district will do with funding increase of a few thousand dollars to what is an existing half-day pre-K program. In College Station, Communications Director Chuck Glenwinkle says more money means creating a first-time all-day pre-K for 18 students.
Which is in addition to the approximately 120 or so students that we serve in our half-day pre-K program on an annual basis, as well as close to 200 students in our Head Start program.
Glenwinkle says selection for where four-year-olds will attend in CSISD next year is based on information from applications submitted by the children's parents. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 77 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Hey there, happy Tuesday morning. It's 610, Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775 2929. You already know, but here it is.
High pressure is anchored over Florida off to our east. That keeps the southerly flow of hot weather into the region. Sunshine and a few clouds today. We'll reach 95 to 100 later this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 75 to 80. Partial sun for tomorrow. Warm. Temperatures 95 to 100. Clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. It's going to be partly to mostly sunny Thursday and 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers pull off a come-from-behind victory against the Acadiana Canecutters. Also, we'll check in on SEC Media Days and give you the update of the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, and it's also the running of the Bulls, but kind of similar to that, and as we discussed yesterday, this is the beginning of Sports Cliche Week. I just want, I've been those kind of cow dippings where they, you know, all the media gets together and they talk about stuff that's really not all that important. But
all the typical things.
Yeah, but, you know, that's okay. They're just, you know, looking for a place to eat and drink and not have to be at work.
Sure.
Did anybody put together a cliche checklist someplace on somebody's laptop? Hopefully it's there.
Oh, let's hope so.
And when it's all said and done, you know, they ask all these experts, so-called experts, to rank the teams and how they'll finish in the SEC. I'm hoping that they also rank the cliches so we'll know which one was used the most, which was the new one. And again,
I think we're on to something. I don't know if anyone else has done this.
Well,
maybe we need to get it ready for next year.
I'll be honest with you. It's not the first time we've gotten onto something early and been the lead on this thing. But, I mean, how often do you float a new cliche and it just doesn't work, and then all of a sudden something else catches on and it's the new in cliche, and it ends up being every place?
Now, come on, Scott. Don't pull your punches.
No. I just want to know. I just, if we could discover a new look.
I think this is a slam dunk here that you got. Okay. Just keep your eye on the ball.
Yeah. I think the Southeastern Conference, you know, they always want to be the pace setter. They want to be on point. They want to be the people leading the charge.
Right.
So they need to be the ones to break out a new sports cliche.
Okay.
I think we should challenge him with that. I don't believe that the commissioner spoke to that yesterday.
Call him and maybe try to get him on the show and tell him about our idea?
Do you want to go ahead and take the lead on that, see how that works out for us? But I'm just saying,
probably won't be as good as the Willard Scott thing that you had.
We need new cliches or a new one every year and just, you know, see if it can stand the test of time. Nonetheless, China is becoming the new Florida. It just, every time something weird happens now, if I were Florida, I'd be upset because, you know, all right, I'm going to give you all the choice. We can either
China's moving in on their turf.
Yeah, exactly. We could do the story about the lady who sells used license plates or the kid who swallowed the thumbtack.
Ooh, let's go with the thumbtack.
All right, here we go. This is from China. Both of them are from China, but anyway. A 16-year-old in China accepted the terms of a very strange bet. In exchange for payment, he would not only swallow one thumbtack, he also drove three ballpoint pen refill tips into his abdominal cavity through his navel. And then when he went to the hospital, the thumbtack had already begun moving along.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hospital said it would be better for him to let nature take its course. Ow.
Good choice, Chelsea.
What did you think was going to happen?
Yeah, exactly. It's a thumbtack. The three ballpoint pen tips, each around a centimeter in length, removed from his stomach during the four-hour surgery. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He did it for $30. $30.
That's going to cover your medical bills.
Oh, I'd have done it for 20. Oh, goodness.
Information.
He's only 16.
And he's obviously not getting enough love at home.
I guess not. And sounds like he is set up for some bad career choices. Maybe just bad life choices.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tack that one up on the board.
Oh, thank you. I mean, he'll be scared of ballpoint pens for the rest of his life, I'm thinking.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go. It's Tuesday. It's July the 12th. It's day 194. We got 172 of them to go. It's different colored eyes day.
So there's a pitcher in Major League Baseball. I believe it's Max Scherzer.
Okay.
And he has one brown eye and one blue eye.
Okay.
And it's really, I mean, it's pretty cool.
It's called like a heterochromia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's also a handsome person, so it just helps.
Well, you know, it happened. I forget their dog breeds that
have
that.
Yes, the shepherds.
Yeah.
A lot of the Australian shepherds have two different color eyes.
Let's see if we can get some numbers percentage-wise and see if that's... wow, they've got a picture here on this different colored eyes day, and it is an interesting situation. How you should celebrate different colored eyes day. Start your celebration by finding out if you have any friends who happen to have that particular trait. Do be subtle about it, though. Some people don't like to be made a spectacle of. You can watch some of the world's most famous actors and actresses who do. David Bowie did.
Yep.
Oh. As a matter of fact. Christopher Walken, Jane Seymour, and Mila Kunis.
Oh.
All have that thing going on for them.
I didn't realize she did.
Yeah. So
I had a, you know, this isn't, it's not an actor or anything, but I had a really cool dog that had heterochromia.
Yeah.
And he had one blue eye and one brown eye, but there was a brown speck in the blue eye and a blue speck in the brown eye.
Oh, that is a little weird.
In the same place.
That is a little weird.
Yeah.
Well, but the thing is, the dog didn't know it was anything unusual.
No. Nope. Right?
It's Etch-a-Sketch Day, if you ever had one of those.
Ooh, I loved Etch-a-Sketch.
Yes.
A really, really unique toy.
I mean,
there was nothing else like it, and eventually had to take it apart, and, you know, because you got to. Did you take yours apart, Chelsea?
Take it apart?
Yeah,
no.
See, that's a guy thing.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
You got to take it apart, and then you get that graphite all over the place.
Got to find out what that was, and it was a little ball a point that came across the graphite, and that's when it wiped the graphite away, that's how it made a line.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I wasn't curious enough as a child.
I know, right? That's what happens is that'll...
Have you seen some of the sculptures that people can make with these things?
It's amazing.
They can do some incredible stuff.
It was all I could do to turn both wheels at the same time for just a little while.
Right.
Obviously, you're busy on this. It's Pecan Pie Day.
Hmm.
Or Yankees would call it pecan, but they just don't know any better. It's Chick-fil-A's Cow Appreciation Day. Because, you know, Chick-fil-A is hurting for business.
Yeah.
Right. Is this the day that if you go in dressed up as a cow, you get free food?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, but or it can just be a cow accessory. You don't have to go in the whole suit.
Okay.
If you got like a t-shirt or something.
All right.
And I don't know if it has to be the black and white cow or if it can be any kind of cow.
Yeah, what about a brown cow?
Yeah.
They need love too.
Sure.
I'm thinking they're pretty easy to get along with at Chick-fil-A. They'd probably go for that.
I mean, yeah.
It's not like you're going to get into
this brown shirt.
I think
brawl breaks out at Chick-fil-A because
like
brown cow isn't served free chicken.
Cows. Yeah. No, get out.
And so, you know, do you take wear your Bluebell shirt because that's got a cow on it?
True. Yeah, you could.
Okay. All right, we got birthdays.
We got birthdays. Natalie Martinez is 32. She was Deputy Linda Esquivel on Under the Dome, if you ever watched that show.
Yep.
Kimberly Perry is 33. She's from the band Perry.
Okay.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Pretty big and popular.
Uh-huh.
Michelle Rodriguez is 38 today. She was from different things like the Furious 7. She was in the Fast and Furious movies and Resident Evil. Topher Grace, 38 today. That's from that 70s show.
Yeah.
Brock Lesnar is 39. Someone actually made a case that he might be one of the best athletes ever. He was in the WWE, which, you know, I mean, that's athlete, yeah, quote unquote. Oh,
okay.
But he's also in the UFC and in the NFL. So yeah, he's a very large man and very athletic. Christy Yamaguchi, 45 today.
Oh.
And a Dancing with the Stars champion.
Well,
if you guys
there.
Didn't know that
yeah,
one.
I didn't.
Lisa Nicole Carson is 47 from Ally McBeal. Cheryl Ladd is 65. She replaced Farrah Fawcett on Charlie's Angels.
Sure, she did. Yeah.
Yep. And Richard Simmons is 68 today. Can you believe that? Richard Simmons.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him lately, have we?
I don't know. Yeah, is he still dealing meals?
I don't know about that.
Jay Thomas is 68 also today. He was Eddie LeBeck on Cheers.
He was. And Chelsea, do you know his Lone Star, his Lone Ranger story?
Me? No.
Okay. Well, we'll do that later on this morning. He comes on the David Letterman show and tells the story. It's a pretty funny story.
Okay.
And then Christine McVie is 73 from Fleetwood Mac.
Wow, 73.
Yeah. And Bill Cosby.
Oh, my.
Is 79.
Well, probably not the best birthday for
no,
him
this
year.
No, it's not. You go back and you find all those old television shows, and then, of course, reality just kind of falls in on you. All right, 621.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdell Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdell Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdell creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
You know, this open effort now to sabotage the person that got the most votes in a primary, I'm sick and tired of it, and it's got to stop. Or maybe it's time to get a new speaker. If he doesn't want to get on board, if he doesn't want to support the candidate, if they want to involve themselves in what David Horowitz wrote today, a murder-suicide pact, or a circular firing squad, as I usually refer to it, then maybe it's time for new leadership in Congress. Go do something else, because the American people need a wall for our security. We need to listen to our security experts. With all due respect, Paul Ryan, I trust James Clapper, James Comey, Brennan, Michael Steinbeck, General John Allen, and Mike McCall on this topic more than I trust you.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
Aggieland Carpet One presents Stainmaster's 30th Anniversary Flooring Sale.
Need new carpet? Now's the perfect time to get the brand that combines irresistible style and incredible stain resistance.
Stainmaster's 30th Anniversary Flooring Sale at Aggieland Carpet One is your chance to save up to 40% on select Bigelow Stainmaster carpets.
Our Aggieland Carpet One experts will save you time and money while you enjoy the beauty and comfort of these super performing carpets.
Plus, on approved credit, get special financing that makes it easy to have the carpet that's right for you. Only for a limited time and only at Aggieland Carpet One.
Take advantage of our great selection of tile, natural stone, and wood at incredible prices.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One, next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Futures pointing to a higher open after the S&P closed at a record high yesterday, beating the mark it held since last May. The index added 7 points to 2,137. The Dow gained 80 points to 18,226, just shy of its own record set last year. And the NASDAQ rose 31 points. GM is fighting to get equipment and inventory from a family-owned auto parts supplier that filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection last week, saying a contract dispute threatens to shut down 19 GM assembly plants in North America and lead to tens of millions of dollars in losses. Clark Cutler McDermott Company filed for bankruptcy Thursday and blamed the move on an unprofitable contract with GM. In turn, GM accused the supplier of using the bankruptcy process and its position as a critical part supplier to protect personal interests rather than honor contracts. Crude oil sharply higher, up 93 cents at $45.69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. All right. Same stuff. Going to be hot today. Going to be windy. You know, yesterday was pretty windy. But we'll look at a heat index around 105. Winds out of the south at 5 to 15, gusting to 20. And that's it. Basically, the same thing. We're going to just kind of day after day after day. This looks like all the way through Tuesday is what they're showing us. Maybe a slight chance of showers on Friday afternoon, but it's only about 20%. Anyhow, so it's summer in Central Texas. We know what that's like. Winds are out of the south right now at 9. Relative humidity is 96%, and we've got 77 out there.
Hey, folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
Many parents sometimes worry when they hear their kids snoring at night. Should they be concerned? Maybe. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Breathing problems in children are common, but one of the things that concerns parents most is snoring.
A little bit of snoring is normal. Most kids do have some snoring at night that comes and goes, and certainly if they're sick, it becomes a little bit worse.
Dr. Nina Shapiro, author of the book, Take a Deep Breath.
But if there's any snoring where you can hear it in the next room, where your child seems to be struggling to breathe at night, in those kids, most commonly, the reason for snoring in kids is large tonsils and adenoids. And if these are causing such severe breathing problems, we usually recommend that kids get them out.
Asthma is always a concern for parents, and Dr. Shapiro says the number of cases of asthma continues to grow.
There have actually been some studies that have shown that going to daycare and being exposed to lots of respiratory illnesses has actually shown to be associated with a reduction in asthma in the future.
There is some good news for adults and children, and that is that air quality has gotten significantly better in the last 10 to 20 years.
We did a study looking at the incidence of ear infections, which are actually considered a respiratory illness, related to the improvement in the air quality, and it was correlated. So with the improvement of air quality came reduction in the frequency of ear infections in kids.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Multiple College Station police officers were in the Pebble Creek neighborhood yesterday attempting to catch burglary suspects. No one was caught after a search centered at a home on Royal Adelaide. Other reports came from a house on St. Andrews and one on Plum Hollow. CSPD did not indicate if any property was taken or any description of suspects seen by witnesses running away from the home. The police activity included blocking traffic at Royal Adelaide and Pebble Creek Parkway. Officers also checked out a report of gunfire, but there was no evidence of any shooting. It is a felony crime to provide false information to a government agency. Two former employees of the Brazos County Tax Office were arrested last week. According to the arrest report, 36-year-old April Arredondo admitted to being paid to help others avoid paying sales taxes when buying a vehicle. And 26-year-old Sonia Munoz, which was charged with not paying sales taxes on an SUV she purchased by giving Arredondo fraudulent paperwork. Tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says the investigation began in February after supervisors noticed a large number of customers were going to Arredondo to handle rare transactions.
Anytime we see staff members that are getting a little bit too involved with helping to fill out paperwork, that's also a red flag for us. And it's a danger point. We don't know if that transaction is a valid transaction or not. So the main thing is that there was evidence that the correct fees were not being collected.
Rowe says additional steps have been taken to help private parties who are buying and selling vehicles in order to keep her employees stay out of that process.
Main thing is just make sure that they ask the questions, they complete the paperwork as best they can. I mean, if there are a few minor things left out, we can assist them and point out what needs to be added. But the sales price has got to be included on the paperwork, and that has to be before we ever touch it.
Rowe says Arredondo was fired in February, while allegations against Munoz surfaced after she resigned in May. Four-year-olds will have three education options in the College Station School District next year. CSISD Communications Director Chuck Glenwinkle says funding announced last week by the State Education Department will create 18 slots for full-day pre-kindergarten. That's in addition to College Station's existing half-day pre-K and Head Start.
There's a form parents fill out for their students, and there's a matrix that's filled out. You're awarded a certain amount of points for your income level, any special services you may need, those sorts of things. And basically, it's who scores the highest on the matrix gets into the Head Start slots. Then the next 18 group of kiddos will get into the full-day pre-K, and everyone else will be in the half-day pre-K programs.
Bryan Superintendent Tommy Wallace says they're in the process of determining how to use an increase of a few thousand dollars for next year in their existing half-day pre-K program. Hours before a sniper killed five Dallas police officers, Governor Abbott suffered second and third degree burns from scalding hot water in Wyoming. Abbott is at an Army hospital in San Antonio, preparing to get skin grafts today to repair damage to his feet. That means he will be missing this afternoon's memorial service in Dallas. The circumstances of coming into contact with the water, resulting in a minor infection, have not been released. Another Texas child has died after being left in a hot vehicle. This time, it's in Temple.
Officers were searching for the girl who was reported missing and later found her inside a van. She was in a car seat but was not strapped in. Investigators say the two-year-old girl had been inside that van for at least an hour before they arrived. Temple Fire and Rescue performed CPR. The girl died at a hospital. Police are still investigating the girl's death. Kelly Weiss, TSN News.
A Bryan woman who has served four sentences in the Brazos County Jail for misdemeanor theft by check is now doing 6 months for withdrawing money from an ATM with a debit card belonging to a 72-year-old victim. 57-year-old Diane Jones was a home health care worker at the time of the theft in November 2014. Jones, who admitted to the theft against an elderly victim, will be considered for 10 years probation. In another Brazos County District Court criminal case, a College Station man has already served nearly half his sentence from breaking into a woman's apartment, leading a College Station police officer on a foot chase and trying to take the officer's handgun. 22-year-old Randy Graves has been in jail since his arrest in October 2014. He has been sentenced to a total of 4 years for the incident that began in the Park Place Apartments, where he threatened a woman with a knife. Graves was taken into custody with the help of a private citizen. A pink razor was the weapon in a domestic disturbance Saturday night. According to the arrest report, 28-year-old Cecilia Bloom of College Station told College Station police she swung the razor at her boyfriend after warning him not to approach her while she was on the phone. That followed several arguments. The victim drove himself to get medical treatment for a cut to a forearm and two on his left thigh. One of the cuts on his leg was 8 inches. Another was 6 inches long and deep enough to expose fatty tissue. And a heads up to motorists in College Station in the area of Rock Prairie and Longmire. A temporary traffic signal is being installed as part of expanding Rock Prairie. Look out for police officers directing traffic during the installation. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 77 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 o'clock or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Rebird, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Hey, Christine, how's the shredding going?
It's pretty bad. I still have the stack left, and it's taking forever.
Have you heard of Embassy Records and Management? They can shred these documents in no time.
Really?
Definitely. They'll send their mobile truck to your place of business and shred all your private information right in front of you. You'll be the last person to see them and the first to see them destroyed. Plus, they're local, so they're just a phone call away.
Outstanding. How does that sound to you, Christine?
Sounds like a relief. I'll give Embassy Records Management and Storage a call.
776-3500 or log on to EmbassyRM.com.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory provides comfort and reassurance during a family's most difficult time while honoring the legacy of your loved one. That's why we're the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory in Bryan College Station. To learn more, visit callawayjones.com.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
It's as simple as a little bite. Mosquitoes can spread illness to anyone, which can lead to health complications ranging from mild to severe. This summer, you can protect yourself from mosquito-borne illnesses by taking a few small steps. Use insect repellent containing DEET. Drain any standing water near your home. Be aware of peak mosquito hours, dusk and dawn, and if possible, wear long sleeves, pants, and socks. Enjoy your summer free from mosquitoes. This is Sarah Mendez, and this message is brought to you by the Brazos County Health Department.
Good morning, 641, a Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or you can click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure remains off to our east. It'll stay in that position over the Florida Peninsula for the next several days. Sunshine and passing clouds, a high of 95 to 100 this afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, lows 75 to 80. Tomorrow, more sunshine, a few clouds, 95 to 100 tomorrow afternoon. Clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Sunshine and 95 to 100 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers secure a 6-5 come-from-behind victory against the Cane Cutters last night. Also, SEC Media Days happened. We'll check in on the sound bites from the press conference. Also, the All-Star break is happening, which means Home Run Derby, and the game begins tonight. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So the president visits Dallas today. Yesterday, Mr. Obama met with a group of law enforcement officials previously organized by the vice president in order to talk about the challenging job that police officers across the country have.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Gosh, we never knew that before, huh? Yeah. The president plans to meet with family members of those slain officers. He and former President George W. Bush will both speak at the memorial service today. The governor won't. We've had that on.
Yeah, pretty scary incident.
Yeah, apparently.
That we don't know any details of.
With Governor Abbott.
And to need skin grafts on your feet. That's
Well, what was interesting, talking to somebody yesterday, while paralyzed, he still has pain receptors.
Yes, right.
Which is...
Wow.
Yeah,
he can still feel his legs and his feet.
Yeah.
So
very, very unusual. Anyway, we may find out more about that. We may not. I saw a shirt the other day at a grocery-torium, a person had it on and said, all lives matter, I support the blue, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
Your opportunity to be able to support the blue comes up next week. Our buddies down the hall at Candy 95, do a tip-a-cop thing that's going to happen at Texas Roadhouse, and they're expanding it. It's going to be four evenings starting on Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
That's very
cool.
Opportunity for you to do that and also to sign... something that we're going to give to the PDs and here in Bryan and in College Station and send one to Dallas as well. So if you'd like to take part in that, we'll be telling you about it again more next week, but kind of maybe plan to do that.
That's very, very cool, you know.
Well, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, there's a distinction nowadays, obviously, you've seen it a million times, between Black Lives Matter or All Lives Matter or Blue Lives Matter or whatever, and you can't say... you know, that any of them are wrong or right, because if you say any of them are wrong or right, then that means that the other ones are wrong, mm-hmm. and that's not necessarily what it means. But it's just, I feel like quote unquote lives matter thing is it's divisive.
It is.
And
yeah.
I mean, it just.
Well, there's no doubt. And that's, sure, you don't want to put, you're not placing one above the other. When
right.
you do that, you do place one above the other, and you shouldn't. You know,
and that's not to not recognize the plight of the African American in America, which is what they say. You know, they say when you say all lives matter, that takes away from the fact that, you know, that black people have these problems here in America that they experience. But that's not necessarily what that's saying. It's just saying let's put it all away and let's all just live as humans.
Well, it's one more way to keep score.
Yeah,
right.
And that's the keeping score thing. Just it doesn't really work. But here's the thought. If you get stopped by an officer and you get a ticket, be sure and thank them for their service as they walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Think about that. Okay, right now, today, yes, sitting around, okay, we want to support the police.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have something that happens to you, remember to thank them for their service.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Very good point. I thought you were going to talk about the T-shirt that I saw the other day that said "Vote Pizza 2016."
Hey, Vote Pizza.
Yep. Mm.
All right. As opposed to, I didn't know there
as
was
as opposed to anyone else.
Yeah. Okay, Zaphod Beeblebrox from Hitchhiker's Guide.
The deal when you go into the media is you say something, you do something, it ends up there. Forever. So this morning, front page, Wall Street Journal. Story about how among the many, many things that Donald Trump has done is he used to do a syndicated radio clip from 2004 to 2008. It was called Trumped. And he would comment in about 1 minute, and he would comment on all sorts of things, and some of them were humorous, and some of them weren't necessarily, but as they were in the midst of the 2008 Democrat primary race, Mr. Trump said that he thought that Hillary Clinton would, quote, make a good president. Yeah, and then also mentioned that pairing her with Barack Obama would be a, quote, dream ticket.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah, so those kind words back in the day from Mr. Donald, and they're out there for everybody to see.
Funny how there's no more Republican contention, really, for him, and he seems to be falling off.
Yeah, exactly. Now, by the way, Loretta Lynch today, it gets her turn. To be questioned in front of Congress. That starts at 9 o'clock this morning. She'll get a chance to talk about that airplane conversation that she had with Mr. Clinton.
With Bill.
Then.
Yeah.
Hey, here's a thought. Bill wrote his memoirs and got paid $20 million.
Must be nice.
Hillary wrote her memoirs and got paid $8 million. So those two have made $20 million on their memoirs when... You ask them something important, and they somehow can't remember.
Yeah.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Claudia Smith for her positive influence on this community. Claudia has operated Aguilan Carpet One with her husband Ron for over a decade. She served our community in many ways, most recently offering her time as a member of the Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Claudia for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
This is a stressful time for Texans, and that includes Texas trees. Cool, moist weather in the spring, if you happen to have that, has given rise now to the blast furnace of midsummer for most of us. Your prime concern these next couple of months will be in getting your prized landscape trees through the rigors. I have some guidelines. I'll be back with details after this message. If you're looking for one gardening reference book that will put everything you need to know for Texas right there at your fingertips, it's my latest book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It absolutely is not a revision of the old Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening from 1982 and 1991. This book has a completely different layout. It's a quarter of a century more up to date. Also, I self-published it so I could offer the book I've always wanted. 840 photographs, 344 pages, just $31.95. But that low price comes because it's not in stores, not on Amazon, self-published and printed right here in Texas. Every book goes out signed. If you want a special inscription, let us know on the order form. Order by calling during the weekdays, 800-752-GROW. That's 800-752-4769, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. If you're trying to help your trees survive the summertime, water is your first responsibility. Trees' roots are especially near the soil surface. Probably 90% of the roots will be in the top foot of soil. Those roots will compete quite efficiently with your turf grass and shrubs, so soak the soil deeply when you do water and then let it begin to dry out before you water again. Use a coiled soaker hose wrapped out near the drip line, the outer canopy, to provide supplemental water. New trees are handled differently. Their root systems are much more restricted, often within the original soil ball, so you need to hand water new trees between turf waterings. Sprinkler irrigation alone won't be enough for new trees. You need to hand water them every other day, deeply. And while we're addressing the topic of new trees, this is a fine time to warn you of the danger of sunscald and borer invasion to the trunks of newly planted red oaks, live oaks, and pistachios. Those young trees have thin bark, so they're subject to cracking and splitting when they're exposed to the sun's burning rays. Put paper tree wrap on them from the ground up to the lowest limb and leave it in place a couple of years. That'll cut down on the sunscald, and that, in turn, will cut down on borer invasion. Established trees, especially large leaf fast-growing types, will probably start yellowing and dropping their oldest internal leaves. That's a reaction to the hot, dry weather. They put those leaves on back in the spring when they had promise of great moisture and cool weather, and then suddenly they realized, oh, well, we're in Texas. Let's get rid of some of these leaves. And that's what happens. Rake them up, keep the trees moist, and go on. That's all you can do. Trees can present you with damaged, even dead branches any time of the year, and you can certainly prune those out. If you're pruning oaks any time of the year, it's a good idea to use a pruning sealant. That will reduce the likelihood of oak wilt invading the trees, although it's not terribly active at high temperatures. You also ought to talk about the relationship of your trees and your house foundation with professionals. You don't want to have the tree take all the moisture out from beneath the foundation. On the other hand, you don't have to take trees out just because you have a house there. They can coexist. A root barrier is one option. A soaker hose is certainly a very good option. Keep the foundation moist. Watch your trees for early signs of pest problems, learn to recognize them, and step to the tree's rescues immediately if you see any of those problems showing up. I'm Neil Sperry, and the prime pests of summertime will be the subject of our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. The Brazos Valley Bombers scored three runs in the seventh and eighth innings to pull off a 6-5 come-from-behind victory last night against the Acadiana Cane Cutters. The win for the Bombers was their 11th straight, the longest streak in Coach Dixon's time with Brazos Valley. The comeback began in the seventh after the Bombers were down to their final out in the inning. Tim Lichty reached base on a single and was followed by another single from Hunter Wilson. Zach McGuire was up next and drove a 3-2 pitch over the left field wall for his fifth home run of the year and pulled the Bombers within two runs. McGuire is now one home run away from tying the Bombers club record for home runs for a season. Brazos Valley would load up the bases in the eighth inning, and TCL's hitter of the week, Alex Samples, hit a sacrifice fly to pull the Bombers within one. Ben Hollis would then take one for the team as he was hit by a pitch to bring in Garrett McCain. McGuire was up and would not disappoint as he had a sacrifice fly to center that scored Anthony Herrera and gave the Bombers the lead for good. TCL's pitcher of the week, Riley McCauley, pitched the final two innings for the Bombers, allowing a hit and striking out two as he secured his first win of the year. The Bombers are off tonight and tomorrow, but will return to the road for a four-game trip, beginning with the Texas Marshals on Thursday in Plano. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. SEC Media Days kicked off yesterday with Commissioner Greg Sankey welcoming the press and expressing his hopes for the upcoming season.
I want us all to be proud of what we do together and to continue to add the legacy, the amazing legacy of the Southeastern Conference. I want SEC teams to win every possible championship, and I expect us to be victorious the absolutely right way.
Auburn coach Gus Malzahn made a statement about what he's seen so far from his team.
Real excited about our players. They've had a very good offseason, a very good spring. Our team unity is very strong, and then our leadership's very strong. And they're really stepping up. They're being accountable to each other and not just the coaches, and that's very critical, you know, with team.
Texas A&M head coach Kevin Sumlin, as well as a number of this year's players, are expected to speak today. SEC Media Days continue through Thursday. Well, the All-Star break is upon us, which means the Astros and the Rangers have a few nights off, but in the Home Run Derby...
And the new champ of the 2016 T-Mobile Home Run Derby, Giancarlo Stanton.
Miami Marlins slugger Giancarlo Stanton has won the Home Run Derby, defeating defending champion Todd Frazier of the White Sox 20-13 in the final. Stanton slammed 61 home runs during his three rounds, beating Robinson Cano 24-7 in the first round and current home run leader Mark Trumbo 17-14 in the semifinals. Stanton is proud of himself, but humble.
This is huge for me. I was literally the day before and then 3 days before getting ready to participate, and I had to pull out. So I was just glad I could make it, and on the West Coast, it can't get much better.
Frazier advanced to the final by beating both Carlos Gonzalez and Adam Duvall by one round tripper in each round. The All-Star game begins today with White Sox pitcher Chris Sale being named starter for the American League in San Diego, while San Francisco's Johnny Cueto gets the ball for the National League. Here's Chris Sale.
What an honor. I mean, I can't really put into words what this means. You know, to be able to start this game, I know what it means, and I know, you know, how much fun I've had in the past. So, you know, just try to go out there with some energy and, you know, start the game off on the right foot for the guys.
Sale leads the majors with 14 victories and has compiled a .225 batting average against. Cueto is the National League's wins leader at 13-1 with a 2.47 ERA at the break. In other Major League Baseball news, officials have scrubbed plans to play regular season games in London next year. Players Association President Tony Clark says a number of factors have made it impossible to finalize plans for big league games there in time for the 2017 season. Clark was also noncommittal about having players on 25-man active rosters made available for the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo to be held during the Major League season. In the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs will be spending a season without Tim Duncan for the first time since 1997. The 19-year veteran has retired after winning 5 titles and 3 MVP awards in an NBA career spent entirely with the Spurs. He's 5th on the NBA's career list in blocks, 6th in rebounds, and 14th in scoring. And Jordan Spieth is taking a pass on golf's return to the Olympics for the first time in 112 years. Spieth joins a growing list of big-name players who are skipping the summer games in Rio next month due to health concerns. Spieth joins top-ranked Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, and Rory McIlroy as those who have opted out of the Olympics because of the Zika virus. They are the top 4 ranked players in the world. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan. Helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places, I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When it comes to my money, I like to keep things simple. That's why I have a Prosperity Simply Free checking account. Free. No one's going to beat that price. And there's no monthly maintenance fee, no individual check fees, unlimited withdrawals, free debit card, free online banking. Prosperity is the big bank with your community's bank inside, where you find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC. $100 minimum deposit to open account.
Could be that your business is growing and you're adding employees. Could be that you just need more computers, more connections, more reasons to be uploading and downloading things, or it could be both. No matter what it is for your business, Suddenlink has a solution for you. You know, you can get speeds up to 1 gig if you need that. 1 gig is exactly 1,000 megs, or about 100 times faster than a typical phone company internet connection. And we've been Gig City now for about 2 years. And Suddenlink has over 100,000 business customers that trust them for their daily business communication. Make the call now, make the switch now to Suddenlink Business. They've got 75 meg download and 10 meg uploads for as low as $124.95 a month. They've also got a special team to put together just the right plan for you. Call Chad Cowan at 595-2413. Let him or one of his members get you the business solution that's just right for your business at the right price. So call Chad, 595-2413, or visit suddenlinkbusiness.com to get more information.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
All right, let's check some weather, even though we pretty much know what it's going to be. Weather's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years.